You are now listening to the most talked about radio show in your city. This is Shut Up and Talk.
Shut up.
On the all new 101.3
The Hustle.
I am LB Johnson.
Doc Johnson in the building.
We got a whole lot to talk about. Let's start with OJ is dead.
The juice
is gone.
Lord of mercy.
And there's a whole lot of speculations, a whole lot of hate, and a whole lot of love going around.
LB, who's the top MC? The beef is real in hip hop.
Bruh, it's going down from Chris Brown to Rick Ross to Drake to Kendrick. We got a lot to talk about, y'all. It's one hell of a show. Let's get into it. OJ Simpson, aka Orenthal James Simpson. I think it's James.
It's OJ.
Is the dead, juice. Y'all. Has passed away. I know some might say, who cares? The reality is, a sports legend.
Yeah, absolutely.
NFL legend.
Absolutely.
Okay? And I got to be honest, I was a fan of his from acting.
Absolutely.
And Naked Gun, he was funny to me.
He was funny. I had his little action figure. The arms and stuff didn't move,
yeah.
But you could tell he was going fast.
Now, there are some that might be listening, and the first thing they're going to say is, this was a murderer. He killed Ron and Nicole Simpson, and so that tarnished his name.
LB, I got those isotoners, and mine barely fit, too. They're not made for big hands.
Here's the reality, man, and y'all got to Google Judge Joe Brown versus OJ, or just Judge Joe Brown and OJ, and you're going to hear a lot of stuff you've never heard before. They always talk about fake news.
A lot of gang shit.
Yeah, real talk. They always talk about fake news, right? And the reality was, the news reporters, the journalists, fed us what they wanted us to believe.
Oh, yeah.
That OJ was a murderer. The reality was this. Bottom line is, whomever killed Ron and Nicole, it had to be more than one person. It had to be a professional. They found a size 9 and I believe a size 10 foot in the blood. OJ wore 12.
There's a lot of MFers going through them back bushes and stuff.
The reality was, they found specks of blood in his truck when they should have found tons of blood in the Bronco if he really did it.
LB, I just heard it might have been one of OJ's older kids.
They wasn't a kid. They always talk about his son. They said that back in the day. That's old news. Reality is, his son was damn near like 20 years old. Here's the reality, bro. Where Ron Goldman worked allegedly was a mob spot. Okay? Allegedly, Nicole liked to play with her nose. All right?
Yes.
Her and Ron.
Yes.
Allegedly, this was something that had to do with drugs, had to do with the mob, had nothing to do with OJ, but they needed a fall guy, dog.
You know what, LB? I'm with you all the way when you say those words.
Okay.
But I gotta keep it real,
come
LB.
On
he did it.
Oh, you don't lost your mind. Nah, man.
We loved him in the sports.
Look.
You did your thug thizzle. If he didn't, he paid some bite. That's just my theory.
For years, y'all said free OJ. Well, now he is officially free, y'all. Rest in peace to a legend. More Shut Up and Talk.
Shut up.
On all new 101.3,
The Hustle.
Hustle Hip Hop Classic.
Hey, yo, what up? It's Tiger.
What's up? This is 50 Cent.
We are your new 101.3, The Hustle.
Albuquerque, man, fuck up. Hey, fellas, y'all got a minute. Check it out. As men, we have what we call ego, right? We also have what we call pride. And sometimes pride and ego can get in the way of a lot of things, including friendships and relationships.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be transparent right now, dog.
Pretty dark for that.
I had a really close friend. All right? We were close for a season. That was the homie. I didn't do too much without this individual. We were good. You know, it was just that was the homie. We laughed. We did what we did, played with chicks, whatever we did together. Over time, sadly, some things went down, and that the relationship was severe. We stopped rocking with each other completely, right? I felt like, he was wrong. I'm sure he might have felt like I was wrong. And we never reached back out till years later. And we got cool, we got like high bye, what's up? It wasn't no beef or nothing, but we never had the relationship we once had as far as brothers go.
So, is this a man crush? What are we talking about?
Nah, we're no damn man crush.
Oh, okay.
Just a homie. Just a homie.
I'm following. Yeah.
Either way, sadly, that homie passed away recently. Right, and the main thing that hit me when he passed away, like I said, we got back cool, so it wasn't a matter of, I didn't get a chance to say goodbye or apologize or nothing like that, but the relationship was never what it should have been to me.
Okay.
And so I say this to all the fellas, as a man, don't let your pride and your ego get in the way of telling your boy, hey, man, forget what we've been through, forget the drama, whatever, I love you, I rock with you, reminded him or yourself who you really are, because some men need to know that, right?
Okay.
Sometimes, us men need to, your boy, you got to remind your boy, hey, man, you good dude, all right? right? Regardless what you going through.
If he was your boy.
Yeah.
It got to really be that dude that was your ride.
But I'm talking about brothers right now. Yeah, I'm not talking about the little weak dude around the corner or some dude that you know you buy weed from. I'm talking about the homie, somebody you would consider a brother, all right?
Okay, okay.
If you consider him a brother, just like real family would do, all right, you don't break that tie. You know, you might be mad for a minute, but eventually you get over it. And what I'm telling all the men out there is if you're going through something, or maybe you ain't talked to one of your brothers, whether it's blood or not, in a while, take the time, get over whatever y'all been through, and go let them know you love them and you still rock with them, all right?
You know, LB, that's a good situation. You know, I'm going to touch up on just a little bit more here, and I'm going to say to the ladies.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? If that been getting on your nerves, she's still yo. Reach out and touch her. Lend her a hand. She might need some help. God bless you.
Boy, shut up and talk. Shut up. On the all-new 101.3, The Hustle.
Albuquerque, man, fuck up.
Hustle Hip Hop Classic and the newest pure hip hop first. We are your new 101.3, The Hustle.
What's up? What's up? Ding, 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 ding. Recently, Elon Musk has blown everybody's brains out.
What?
Yes, yes. No, not on no sexual stuff.
I was thinking murder, death, kill, but okay.
Look, so he comes forth and he says, and all his researchers, uh-huh, with all his SpaceX,
yeah,
he has no proof of aliens.
Okay.
No proof of UFOs besides military, you know what I'm saying, upgrades.
So he's saying, when he's been in space, he's seen nothing that's made him believe that aliens exist.
Right, right. Now, first of all, I seen a UFO when I seen his little satellite thing come by.
The little balloon or whatever?
No, he got a whole train of satellites that travel all around the United States.
Oh, that's
all around the world.
That's kind of creepy right there.
Right there, right? So that's
first of
why.
All, aliens ain't in space. Aliens is right here in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, absolutely. But that has nothing to do with it. We're trying to fix the border, LB.
Okay.
The shame. Anyway, all I'm getting at is this. Y'all keep smoking because things are getting good and you're gonna need your rest. Make sure it's indica. Relax yourself. And also that Oreo strand from, I don't know, I'll fill y'all in later when I remember.
Oreo strain, you say?
Yeah, it's a nice one too.
Is it from where? Is it Bloom?
I think it's Dark Matter.
Dark Matter do got some dark good right matter now.
Oh,
no, you know who got some fire? Cheech and Chong.
Cheech and Chong. Oh, that was my next
shout
one.
Shout out to Cheech and Chong.
Yes. Lord of mercy. Anyways, smoke it up, y'all. The real may be coming to an end, but we gonna go out in a good way. Hide in a That's all I'm trying to say. So have a good day. Be safe. Be smart. Remember to exhale and make sure you double check whatever Elon Musk billionaire has say. Dawg Johnson out.
Hey, what up? This is your boy LB Johnson from Shut Up and Talk. Ladies, do me a favor. Stop what you're doing right now and check on your man. He might need a hug. He might need words of encouragement, or he might just need to hear your voice. But take a moment. A lot of time, us fellas, we don't talk about it. We don't tell nobody, but sometimes we just need that extra, baby, I love you. Baby, I'm looking out for you. Or, baby, are you okay? Or just, you know, give us a hug and grab our balls. You know, just something, you know. Either way, man, do your part. More Shut Up and Talk on the all-new 101.3, The Hustle, after this.
What is beef, dog?
Man,
no, I'm not talking about cows.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, put cheese on it.
I'm talking beef in the industry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right now, everybody's beefing with everybody. Now, first of all, shout out to Kendrick Lamar, a.k.a. K-Dot.
All day.
Did what he does best. He released a track where he's going after everybody, including Future, Metro Boom, and even Drake.
That's why I like this beef, Al.
Yes.
We had enough rappers dying over the other beef.
Well, here's the thing, dog. I think Kendrick comes from a good place. Kendrick does this like every couple years. That's why it's interesting. Some people are taking it personal because I remember, what was it, Jay Electronic or whatever?
Yeah.
He took it personal last time. Kendrick always goes after everybody that's on the top.
Well, look, if you're going to wake up a monster and you think you up there,
yeah,
the only people you can wake up is somebody on your level,
yeah,
or else it doesn't count.
So, and I agree. For me, this is hip-hop.
Yeah.
Kendrick's beef is hip-hop. However, now we have Drake, we have Rick Ross, we have Chris Brown, we have Quavo, we have a lot of people involved in this beef. Now, Chris Brown is telling Rick Ross, stop taking them diet pills because he's losing his mind. Rick Ross is telling Drake that allegedly he had a nose job done. He's calling him a white boy. Drake even went as far as to post an actual screenshot of a message between him and his mom, where his mom proved, I guess, that he never had a nose job. To me, you lost. When you bring your mama in the beef, you just lost.
Mama. That part. Mama. Look, LB, it's like this. Look, I was a mediocre MC.
Okay.
I admit it.
Okay.
I had some nice liners in there.
Look.
Set the party off.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Eggman, I remember.
However, if I was in a party and another MC said he was the dopest MC in the party,
you got to go.
Man, let's get the cypher going.
Here's the thing, man. I hope it stays on wax. I hope it stays where it's at. However, Boosie actually put up a post where Boosie said, all y'all cheering this on right now until somebody gets shot.
And I'm why did it got to go there?
But I got to feel, Boosie, because we lost two greats.
But this is just over lyrics. This ain't over. They beefing over chicks. They beefing over turf stuff.
But you got to remember, dog, everything you're saying, Pac and Biggie was best friends at one point.
Right, but and that wasn't over lyrics.
And it was lyrics at first.
No, man.
Who shot you? That's why I F'd your beef.
No, man, people got killed before we saw the beef.
Who?
Come on, bro. Diddy's bodyguard or Suge's best friend. Somebody's best friend got killed at a strip club, bro. This stuff was real.
You can't just put deaths on Pac and Biggie,
dog. I'm just saying, bro.
Bottom line is, it starts on wax, and sadly, back in the 90s, they took it to the streets. The prayer is this time it doesn't go like that. Either way, we'll be the first one to let you know if it does. More Shut Up and Talk.
Shut up.
On All New 101.3,
The Hustle.
Hustle Hip Hop Classic.
Hey, yo, what up? It's Tiger.
What's up? This is 50 Cent.
We are your new 101.3, The Hustle.
Speaking of beef, dog, I feel like the rest of this show is going to be about beef, okay? There's a lot of it going on in the industry.
There's always some beef.
And this particular beef has been going on for over 20 years. Benzino versus Eminem.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, yeah, it sounds almost funny to say because, a lot of folks don't even know Benzino as a rapper. They don't know he used to be in, what was it, Made Men?
Yeah, it was. But a bigger beef I know him from is him and Coi Leray.
Well, him and sadly, that's his daughter. The reality is she says he wasn't that much of a father. He didn't support her hip-hop career. Now she's killing it. She's a bona fide star.
That's beef.
And everybody else has supported her.
I feel like he should be worried.
Look, well, he came out and she said, stop talking about me.
Because
he's doing interviews and he's only mentioning her, and it's like she's a star in her own right now.
Straight up. She's going to start drill rapping and put a hit on him.
However, going back to this 20-year beef with him and Eminem, and if y'all don't know, basically back in the day, Benzino used to own a magazine by the name of The Source, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Benzino was a rapper, but his real money was coming from The Source.
Where The Source Awards come from.
Exactly. And The Source was the hip-hop magazine. It was The Source and it was Vibe, no question. However, The Source wouldn't rock with a lot of West Coast cats, okay? So The Source wasn't showing a lot of love to Death Row.
Absolutely
and
not.
And when Eminem came out, Benzino, even though Benzino's mixed, he had an issue with Eminem because he was a white boy.
You know, his struggle was hard enough.
Yeah.
He like, and he made it, his white boy better not.
Well, and The Source Awards had a portion of the magazine where they would rate new albums, new music.
You get mics.
They refused to do any of Eminem's songs, any of Eminem's albums, basically because it seemed like Benzino was just hating on him.
I mean, but it was hard to get five mics. I think Eminem would have got five mics.
Oh, no question. I mean, we look at Eminem is one of the greatest, if not the greatest rapper right now today.
Arguably.
So we know if The Source would have gave him a chance, he would have did his magic. However, that beef went to the point where y'all got to look up Hail Mary. Matter of fact, go to facebook.com/shutupandtalkofficial. I will post a diss track by Eminem, Busta Rhymes, and there's one other person on there.
I can't remember.
Eminem, Busta, it's an Aftermath diss track.
Oh,
no question. If y'all don't know, Busta was working with Dre for a minute.
Did the game jump on it?
50 on there. 50 Cent. Yeah. Eminem, 50 Cent, and Busta Rhymes. It's called Hail Mary. Look for the Hail Mary Benzino diss. Matter of fact, if you go to Facebook.com, we'll post it. You'll see what real beef and what a real diss track sounds like. It's phenomenal. We got to take a break, dog.
We got to.
But the beef continues, man. More Shut Up and Talk.
Shut up.
On All New 101.3.
The Hustle.
The newest pure hip hop first.
It's your boy from there two times.
Yo, it's Young Metro three times.
We are your new 101.3, The Hustle.
Hey, dog, he see my girl. Who? My girl.
Red Bike Girl. Does anyone own a blue bike locked up in front? Blue Bike Boy. Yes, I do. Red Bike Girl. Because you locked your bike to my bike. Blue Bike Boy. That's because I wanted to meet you. I would have liked to have actually met you, but I was on a date, and that seemed awkward.
Wait, hold on, press pause. I usually don't like to interrupt these, but he locked his bike up to her bike.
This boy's a weirdo.
While he was on a date with another chick.
Look.
So he could meet the other chick.
Hell, he couldn't let her pass through his life without finding out who rides that red bike.
Oh, man, look, people go to jail for stuff like this.
I'm just saying, he's going to get there. He keep on doing this. He going to get more than jail.
Got to do better.
If you're switching lanes in a hoopty and you ain't got no aux cord or no Bluetooth connection, you know what you could do? Turn your radio to The Hustle 101.3 and tune in to Shut Up and Talk Monday through Friday. That is from 4 to 7 p.m. Let's go.
The beef continues, y'all. This time it's Chris Brown and Quavo.
Really?
Now, if y'all don't know, they've been beefing for quite some time, whether it's on the basketball court over, you know, I don't know if y'all watched the league they have.
What is it called?
You know
the
league.
Whatever.
All the rappers, they get that. You get your own team together. They putting up real money.
Yeah, it's dope. I watch it all the
dollars.
Time.
But Chris Brown is like the reigning champ. 2021 and 2022. You know,
but them two being everything. They like in the big three celebrity matches and stuff, but I forgot what you're talking
about. Chris Brown has won several times in that league.
Yeah.
However, they also, it seems like Chris Brown is winning off the court because Chris Brown mentioned Quavo in one of his songs.
Okay.
And then Quavo just released a whole track talk about Chris Brown. This is after, I guess, Quavo started dating our smash, Karrueche Tran.
Karrueche!
We know Karrueche.
Lord of mercy.
Even though Chris Brown is done with Karrueche, or Karrueche's done with Chris Brown, it seems like Chris Brown still gets in his feelings anytime somebody talks about Karrueche.
There will always be two women tied to Chris Brown.
So it went as far
unfortunately.
As quit that part. You're talking about Rihanna, of course.
Rihanna and Karrueche.
Karrueche, no question. So I guess Quavo went as far as actually add a track to his new album.
Yeah.
Talking about Chris Brown.
Come on now.
It's called Tender, dog.
Oh, yeah.
Now, y'all know, if you it's a real one, you know about Tender D***s, okay? That's just basically a soft. A guy that just can't handle the pressure of a real man upon his lady or just in real life, period.
The T in Tender.
So the fact that he named his song Tender is definitely going after Chris, basically saying that Chris Brown is
Hey, this is set up, L.
Why?
This is what's going to get Chris Brown's hip-hop album started.
Oh, here we go.
He's coming out with a rap diss track to Quavo. It's coming soon.
I don't think Quavo want that beef, though.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. Like, I'm
Busta Rhymes showed him how to do it, young fella. Let me show you how to keep that there going.
I don't think, look, the Migos don't want to see Chris Brown. I'm sorry. Like, ooh. The Migos is dope and they don't write. I rock with Offset. I'm a fan. Quavo's cool. To me, rest in peace to Takeoff. But to me, he was the best of the group. Offset coming in second.
Chris Brown across the face.
Quavo coming in last. What?
I'll dance with Chris Brown.
Out to the face.
That's the ad-libs they're coming with.
They're the originators, some would say, of quote-unquote mumble rap.
But
in a sense,
some
like,
would say.
With
okay.
respect.
Some would say.
Because I like the way they do it,
right?
But when everybody else started grabbing and gravitating to it, they messed it all up.
No, that was just the new trap, the new trio from Atlanta.
But I don't think they want to see Chris Brown, man.
Versace.
Chris Brown did tracks with Joyner Lucas.
Hannah Montana.
Joyner Lucas is arguably probably one of the greatest rappers and lyricists in the game. Period.
Whoa.
That is not heard of a lot. But when you got people like Eminem,
did Kendrick mention it?
When you got Eminem,
did Kendrick say Mr. Lucas?
But they've done tracks with Mr. Lucas.
I really mess with Mr. Lucas.
Yeah.
Wu-Tang
but
Saga.
But I think he's more of a writer, so that's why he's not included, because he's not on the top as far as commercials hits.
But you know he played Method Man.
That part.
On the Wu-Tang
These
side.
These are the
and
facts.
Killed
Come on, man.
And they got a song together.
No, he didn't play Method. That's not Joyner that played Method.
Oh, that's
Dave
the other
East
one,
that
huh?
played Method. Dog, get out the cloudy corner.
I will not.
Hey, more Shut Up and Talk.
Shut up.
On the all-new 101.3.
The Hustle.
The newest pure hip-hop first.
It's your boy from there 2 times.
Yo, it's Young Metro 3 times.
We are your new 101.3. The Hustle.
All right, y'all, it's about that time. We do got to get up out of here. Before we do, I want to remind everybody, y'all, 420 is upon us, okay?
Okay.
It's coming up this weekend. Hustle 101.3, Shut Up and Talk will be all over the city.
Everywhere.
Everywhere, from New Heights to Relief, from Pure Life to the 420 Festival going down at Civic Plaza. We will be everywhere, man. You don't want to miss us. And then to cap off the whole weekend, dog.
Oh, yeah.
Young Dro live in the building at Pampas, man.
Come on.
Look, y'all don't want to miss us. For more information, make sure you follow Shut Up and Talk, facebook.com/ShutUpAndTalkOfficial or Shut Up and Talk 2021 on Instagram. Of course, you can follow Hustle 101.3 on the Hustle 101.3's Facebook page. Y'all don't want to miss this weekend. Hey, check it out. If you don't smoke, you can still have a good time and enjoy yourself. Come out, say hello to some real ones. I am LB Johnson.
Dog Johnson in the building right
now. And this has been Shut Up and Talk.
Shut up.
On the all new 101.3, The Hustle.
You tuned in to The Hustle 101.3. You tuned in to The Hustle. You tune in to The Hustle. You tune in to The Hustle 101.3. You tune in to The Hustle 101.3. Monday through Friday, 3 to 7, the airways on lock. I've been waiting all day for ghetto gospel to drop. We got the host, LB the co-host. your boy, LP, and I'm your boy, T-Streets. I'm on the intro once again, 101.3, oh yeah, thanks for tuning in. You tune in to the hustle. You tune in to the hustle. You tune in.